Hey guys, my name is Tortoise.
And I'm Jellybean.
And I'm not gay.
Welcome to the second edition of the Epic Loot Podcast. Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it to episode two. This is...
Oh, God, I'm dead.
This is a pretty big milestone, you know, guys? You know, this is something.
I'm stoked.
I'm stoked.
It's fun to do.
This is exciting. It's good stuff.
No. What's exciting is Chris playing Brotherhood to give us all a heads up on how good it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's that coming?
Excitingly not.
I'm so excited, Chris. Have you gotten it yet?
No.
You haven't pre-ordered it? What's up?
I don't want it.
What?
What?
How do you use those words in that sentence?
I think I need to come over you and stab you with a fork.
Did you say come over you?
I'm going to come over you and stab you.
I don't want that.
I'm going to stab you with a spoon.
Oh. No, Joey. I will trade you a spork.
A spork?
For the spoon.
Deal.
Anyways, back to what this was originally supposed to be about. I don't know. So you guys can take it away.
DC Universe?
Oh, our old guild leader actually got the beta for that, didn't he?
Yes.
Jeremy.
He did.
Oh, dude.
Jerbear got...
And I heard it's pretty good, actually. And I think...
I've heard nothing.
Well, you are... stupid.
I heard the beta is pretty good so far. Hopefully the game's not shit.
Yeah, I was looking at the in-game trailer and the combat looked like crap. Hopefully they're like fixing that up because it just looked like a bunch of explosions everywhere and you couldn't even see the people.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm hoping it's good. I'm excited about the new Mortal Kombat as well.
I haven't really heard anything about that one.
It looks incredible.
Oh. Like, what's new in it? What's the new big thing? Or it's just, like, kicking the crap out of people again.
Again?
Dude, like, it never gets old.
Dude, it really doesn't. And the blood?
Oh.
Awesome. Awesome every time.
Yes. I actually played the... You could play, like, a Superman and Batman. Which one was that called? Mortal Kombat...
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe?
Yes. That game was actually pretty fun. I played it at my friend's house.
That game was really, really cool.
You know
cool.
Who's hard to play? Joker. He has so many abilities.
Uh-uh.
He's crazy. But yeah, it's actually really, really fun. I don't know how...
He's easy.
No, he's not. He has like so many combo moves.
He is easy.
You're crazy. And I don't know...
Dude, I rape people with the Joker.
What I don't get is... how you kick the crap out of Superman unless you're like Kryptonite. Like, he should be unstoppable. That's what I don't get.
It's like you have Kryptonite gloves when you hit him in the face.
Oh, so everyone has to wear Kryptonite gloves?
I'm guessing.
What about for people who don't wear gloves? What if they're allergic to latex?
I don't know.
See? You didn't think about that, did you? This isn't fair. We have to go to a conference. And
what about people that don't even fight with their hands?
Like, who doesn't fight with their hands? Name one character.
Chris.
Diddy Kong.
He just kicks people in the face. And that's what I want to see.
And Tail Whip. Bulbasaur doesn't either. Bulbasaur doesn't have hands.
He has whips.
Exactly.
Whip hands. I want to see that.
Anyways, what's going on?
A Mortal Kombat with, like, Nintendo characters. That'd be fun. Wait, they have that. Super Smash Brothers.
Pretty weird.
Isn't that Super Smash Brothers?
Except for Super Smash Brothers wasn't Mortal Kombat. It was like mass mayhem of awesome.
I want to see Mortal Kombat.
Of epic wins.
Like, you could rip Mario's head off and like use it as a soccer ball.
Whoa.
That's what I want to see. That's what I'm...
I don't think that would happen, but you can go ahead and keep thinking.
Keep wishing.
You could take Jigglypuff and like...
There's no...
With like a needle.
There's no way that Nintendo would allow it.
Ever go for that, ever.
Well, they need to rethink their horizon and open their doors to new possibilities. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, but it looks incredible.
Indeed it does. Yes. Oh, brother. So, Chris, what are you playing so far? What games are you into?
I'm playing WoW right now.
Wow. I heard about that game. I heard it's pretty big.
It is.
Way to leave me hanging there.
You know, I figured it was just the polite thing to do.
Yeah, yes.
Kevin.
What?
We're doing a podcast here.
I'm eating cookies, okay? Oh.
You're allowed to eat cookies, but not jelly beans?
No, I'm not eating cookies. I am eating crackers. I'm eating rye crackers.
Cracker, please.
Ew, that is disgusting. Whoa, Joey, come on. Racism?
I said crackers, please. I did not cracker. I mean, like, crackers, please.
How is that racist?
Yeah.
Chris, you're the racist here, okay?
I'm white, and I take offense to being called a cracker.
You are a cracker. You're my cracker.
That's just disturbing.
How is it disturbing? You like it.
Anyways, you guys going to pick up the new Star Wars game, Old Republic?
When's the release date?
What are you guys going to roll?
When's the release date?
Oh, I don't know. Like sometime next year. But do you guys know what class you're going to roll?
I haven't even looked up any of the class stuff.
Oh, well, okay, let me see at the top of my head. There's on the Sith side, the Bounty Hunter, the Sith Lord, the Sith Inquisitor, which is kind of like the healer type, you know, Darth Vader's boss dude guy. I forget his name. That guy, and what's the fourth one for Sith? It is on the other side, the light side. You got the Jedi, you got the Trooper, kind of like, you know, clones. You got the Smuggler, which is kind of like... No, you know what? I don't even know. Okay, you got the... I am like Star Wars brain dead right now, but it looks fun, and you guys should look into it.
I'm probably going to be an Inquisitor.
Oh, yeah, that looks pretty fun. And then you got the... Oh, my God, what's his name? Han Solo. How did I not know his name? Wow, I, you know, I'm embarrassed to call myself a nerd right now. I forgot Han Solo's name, but he could be that.
How is it possible?
I don't know.
Like I am amazed that you are probably going to buy that game now because
I don't even deserve to buy that game now.
I don't think you should anymore.
Ugh. But you could be him. But that class looks really boring. I'm probably going to roll a bounty hunter, to be honest.
What, an Inquisitor?
No, the bounty hunter, like. No.
No, I'm talking about what class looks boring.
Oh, no, the Smuggler.
Oh.
Which is like the Han Solo type thing.
Chris, what do you think?
I don't know.
Thinking makes Chris' brain hurt.
I know, and I'm just tired today, dude. Just tired.
A lot of chasing pigs. Oh, did you do the turtle in the haystack?
I did not happen to do the turtle...
Chris, we were looking.
My sister got rid of her turtle. I'm sorry. I can't do
it. I had a new one. How much did turtles go?
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, what? I was having those 600 people at your house today.
Well, good.
What are you? Are you still eating crackers?
Uh huh.
Oh, how are they?
They're pretty good with hummus.
Hummus, yum. That reminds me of the Zohan.
I thought it was terrible, but I tried it, and it's not that bad if you get flavored.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm so mad. I couldn't get into World of Warcraft today because they added another patch. Wait,
Dude.
No, hold on. You can. You just are too lazy to download
it. Oh, do it tonight. But, like, it said 4.0.1. Didn't it? We already download that?
Yes. Yeah, I already have it. So.
Wait, that's the one we downloaded, the huge one. I already downloaded that. Yeah. Why do they have me downloading it again?
That nerfed all of our classes. That's the
and
one.
Now I have to download it again. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I am so confused. Like, why would... Oh, my God. I'm mad.
I didn't have to download anything again.
Well,
I had to download something last night. But...
How big was it?
Yeah. It was only, like, 700 megs.
Well, see, what am I doing then? I don't understand. Did someone, like, steal my patch and not download it again? Chris.
Maybe it deleted itself.
Chris, did you steal my patch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it.
Wait, why would you steal this patch? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
He wants my patch.
Leave me alone.
Oh, you made Chris cry again, Kevin. Good.
Yeah, is that the fourth time?
I think so. I don't know. That's like...
I don't know. I lost count.
We have to like keep a tally on how many times we've made Chris cry. Wait, what song are we going to play for the break, by the way?
We're going to probably... We should do the SpongeBob one.
The SpongeBob one? Okay, the SpongeBob one or... what other song did I show you guys I had?
Jack Johnson?
No. Oh, the Mungo Jerry. The ch 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 in the wind.
No.
But I used in my trailer.
No.
No.
I love that song.
It's so,
do it.
It's so catchy. Okay, rock, paper, scissors, yeah?
It is.
Let's see.
Whoa.
Play rock.
Okay, one, two, three. What'd you guys get?
I got, what did you get, Kevin?
What'd you get, Chris?
I don't know, Joey, what'd you
get? I got a rock.
Me too. So.
I got paper.
Yeah, bullcrap, you did.
You're full of shit. You got rock.
I got paper.
You got scissors.
You're full of shit. You didn't even probably do it. You're too all busy right. Stuffing your face.
Well, Mungo...
I am stuffing my face. Right?
Mungo Jerry's already loaded. So, you know, we don't really have a choice here.
Whatever.
We'll play the SpongeBob one next time. How about that?
Fine.
I mean, come on, Kevin. Come on.
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, I mean, we did play rock, paper, scissors, you know. This is a democracy. Yeah.
I guess.
So what are you guys going to be doing when Cataclysm comes out?
Don't you say that. Don't you say that, Chris. I'm hopefully getting it.
Oh,
hopefully.
Yeah, getting it's a big... You could, like, download it early now, right? And just... Wait, so you download it. When can you download it?
Well, you buy it, and then you can play it immediately.
You do that now? So yeah. It's finished.
Right when it hits midnight, yes.
So they finished making Cataclysm.
The Cataclysm thing, you can buy it right now.
Yeah.
And you download it, and then right when midnight hits, when you log on, it will just be changed, so, I guess. You don't even have to enter a CD key
so
when you...
You can, though, download Cataclysm now if you bought it.
Yeah.
So they're finished with it.
When you...
Right?
That's what it seems like. But I'm pretty sure they're just tweaking with the first patch that's going to come out and nerf Warriors again.
They're nerfing Warriors again?
Yeah, dude. Their burst was way too high, dude. They could just destroy face, like, so fast. Burst was way too high. So they get the nerf bat right in their faces. Actually,
nerf
from
bat.
What I've, from what I've
that,
heard...
That's not that hard, though.
All the classes, actually, it seems, are getting nerfed, except for mages. They don't...
Fuck
from
yeah.
What I've read, they're not getting nerfed at all. They're kind of getting buffed, even, which is stupid, because mages, from what I've seen, have the highest burst capabilities in the Cataclysm in the beta, which is stupid. I mean, the highest burst is the only one that's not nerfed, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty smart. That's pretty smart. And
what about shamans?
All of them are getting nerfed from what I understand. From what I've kind of read.
Good.
MMO.
Happy.
Well, Elemental Shamans also, their burst is stupid as well. So
you're fucking stupid.
Don't you just got...
That's not very nice.
I just love the Mage tier 11. It's just... Isn't it just lovely?
Okay, it is badass. I will admit.
It's pretty
and
awesome.
The Warlock gear looks like shit, and I'm just so happy right now. Like, that made my day.
I don't think it looks bad, but, I mean, it doesn't look good either.
Yeah.
What, the Warlock here?
It looks horrible. It looks like some, like,
no, it's
naked old guy
made
it while he was, like, sleeping.
The red shirt guy?
Yeah, the red shirt guy.
I think you're like, over-dramatic a little bit.
Oh, well, you're going bananas, Chris. You're just bananas.
damn it.
All right, well, guys, totally we're gonna be taking a quick break here, and then I think we have an interview, right?
Yes.
Okay, well,
yes, we do.
Well, we'll introduce that
interview lined up.
Secret interview right after the break, and we'll see you guys then.
your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Time and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. That was a good old song, I guess. I lost rock, paper, scissors when I got paper and they got rock. So.
Yeah, so it had to be done, Kevin. It had to be done.
It didn't.
It did. I quite enjoyed that, and I'm pretty sure next times, dude, I'm gonna.
You're gonna vote with me? No.
Screw that. You douchebag. I'm so gonna be enjoying.
All right, Chris, shut up right now. We got someone to introduce. He's waiting.
Anyway, waiting patiently.
He's trying to get on the chair, but he can't at the moment. So
yes, he is a short fellow. So
hold on. Okay. I got it.
Okay, look, it looks like he's getting up there slowly.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, Chris, go over there and give him a boost.
All right, I'll go over there. And all right, you little bastard.
Oh, watch your hand.
Okay, yeah. All right, you're up there.
Hi.
Okay.
All right.
This is Lemur. He is in Tortoise's up and coming Machinima movies.
Hello.
It's his own series. It looks pretty cool. Hopefully, we'll get some. Sneak peek, some info on how and what's going to be going down, hopefully.
I don't know. But anyways, Lemur.
Hi.
How does it feel that you get a show made after you and you're like 2 feet shorter than everyone else? I mean, is it just gratifying? Is it just...
Well, you see...
I bet it feels awesome.
It's not how tall you are. I mean... Little people have big dreams, and I just live out my dreams, you know?
Oh, all right. That's fair enough, all right?
Do you live out your small dreams?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat for a little person. Pretty neat.
We prefer the term gnomes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, gnome. So, what's your story about? Can you spoil anything for us?
Well, I can't tell you the whole story, but... Basically, it's about me and this dwarf. His name's Henry, and he's not very nice, though. Don't tell him I said that. But we go on a boat, and he crashes the boat. I mean, can you believe that dwarf these days, right? And
how can he crash a boat?
You go straight. I don't understand. And he crash.
I thought it was like on a set path. So I mean, crashing one of those is just wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened. I was sleeping at the time, but then. I was supposed to be delivering this package to Booty Bay, and we lost the package. And then we pretty much have to find the package and deliver it, and it's just a whole mess.
That sounds just so bothersome. I hate when stuff goes awry like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just hate it.
So how's Henry doing? You still keep in touch?
Well, yeah, but he's a bit grumpy, so. I try not to talk to him too much, but on set, you know, we get along fairly well, but we don't really hang out, you know, outside of the set when we're not filming.
Well, if you want to hang out with someone, I'm good for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, Chris, do you have any more questions?
I really don't right now.
Oh.
Well, oh, see, like, you
made I spent the time, I got on the chair, and it was really hard.
I helped you, though.
To get on the chair.
I helped you.
You touched me in my no-no zone.
I saw him get up there on his own.
I think Kevin has some questions for you, Lemur.
I don't know what you're thinking, Chris, because I saw him get up there by himself.
All right, anyways, I got a question for you, Lemur. Are there going to be any guests in your show, or is it just going to be you and Henry? Is it just you two? Or?
There are going to be guests, and hopefully I can get some guest voice actors and get some, you know, some other people in there. And, of course, it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm not sure where this is leading so far, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I, for one, am really excited for this adventure that is not Druid Adventures.
Oh, that one sucked.
It looked incredible, but it did look incredible, but
it was going to be wonderful, just beautiful series, but unfortunately the director canceled it.
What a douche.
Yeah. There's nothing really we can do about it. Well, but he did leave it open-ended that if anybody would like to continue these adventures, that they can do it. So,
well,
I guess it's fair.
Maybe in my adventure we might run into some druids who are also on an adventure. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. It might open it up for a series need to pop out with druids.
Maybe. It's quite possible.
Sounds fun.
Indeed.
Sounds like a blast. Do you run into anyone that's chasing you or that wants to kill you or any?
Taurus.
At all on the venture?
Taurus like to eat me, but, you know, they're very slow, and I often get away a lot.
Don't you eat burgers?
Yes, it's quite funny to eat in front of them, actually, because you can outrun them and eat it at the same time. It makes them quite angry.
I bet it is.
Yes.
I mean, if I ate a burger in front of a Tauren, I bet you he'd be pissed.
Well, a little lemur there. I forgot my question. Fuck it. I don't care.
Wait, you should care. That's kind of rude.
I mean,
I totally spaced it.
Just because I'm a little person doesn't mean you have to not care about me.
No.
Look at that.
I care about you, lemur. It's just I can't remember my question. I've got some sort of disease where I forget them.
It's called
you have a small body. I have a small brain, memory cap, I guess. It's just how things go.
I guess. Chris, just call yourself stupid, and we're good.
Fuck you. I'm fine, I'm stupid, or whatever.
Thank you. Okay. So.
Hi!
So, hi!
Oh. So,
okay, you remember it? Are you good?
No.
God.
Lemur, can you tell us a joke? Do you have any gnome jokes that just go around that are just hilarious?
I did have one, but I forgot it. With small bodies, you know.
Are you very forgetful?
Yes.
You're douche is what you are, you little bastard.
Hey, hey.
Whoa. Don't make him get off that chair.
Lemur, I've got a question for you. You seem to be a little gnome rogue, correct?
No, I'm a warrior.
He's a warrior.
I'm a warrior.
Yeah.
Can you stealth? Because you seem to be able to have the ability to stealth.
I can hide under things, if that counts.
It somewhat does, if you're good at it.
Yeah, I can hide under rocks, bushes, torrents. You know?
You hide under torrents?
Yeah, they don't notice.
Do you do that in your adventure? Do you sleep under a torrent?
I don't know, but that's a good idea.
It might be. You never know. They might be comfortable. Or you could cut one open and sleep in their intestines.
Like Han Solo did for the Tauntaun?
Actually, it was a Luke Skywalker, but...
Han Solo cut it open for Luke to sleep in the Tauntaun.
Yeah, okay, but that's off subject, okay?
Anyways.
We got a guest in here. Don't be rude.
I'm pretty sure our guest loves Star Wars as well, so...
Do you like Star Wars?
No.
See?
There's no gnomes in it.
There are two. Yoda's a little gnome.
He's a goblin.
He's a goblin. Don't start this. I don't want to fight to break out right now, okay? I don't want to have to call the cops.
I could kick Yoda's butt.
No, you all couldn't. Right. I got to fight for that. You could not kick Yoda's butt.
Yes, okay? Oh, he's like 500 years old. I could kick his butt.
Yeah, you could probably kick his butt, but when he turns around, you probably cut your head off.
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah, well, you kicked him in the butt. That's what you get.
He's old.
Okay, so you're going to kick old people?
Yeah. It's a gnome custom. It's a, you know, it's part of our religion.
It's a gnome custom to kick old people. I don't see how that works, but I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite regular in our society.
Lemur, do you have any family members, like brothers, sisters?
I have 13 sisters.
Oh, 13. My God.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
My mom gets around.
I'm trying to make a joke right now, but I think you might get offended. So I'll just hold it in. I don't want you to get
I climb over this table.
I don't think you could, but you can, do that. And we could take another break, but I don't think we should take another break right now. So.
Indeed.
Oh. Yeah, indeed. So, Chris, do you have any more questions for the little guy? Did you remember yours?
I don't have any more questions.
It's terrible.
I love you, you little bastard.
Do you have any brothers?
No. I have a half-brother. Does that count?
No.
Oh. It might. It's kind of funny that you have a half-brother, but... I'll just be quiet right now.
I got it. Yes. Okay. It is hilarious that you have a half brother. Is it a no or is it a human? Like you're his half brother instead, maybe.
I see what you guys just. I see what you're doing here.
What are we doing? We're being serious. Come on. There's no jokes. No jokes.
Whatever. Good. I don't need this.
You don't need what? Okay, Chris, you need to go comfort.
What?
You made him cry.
I'm so sorry, Lemur. It's okay, buddy. I still
love
you.
Whoa. He just tried to bite me. No, he tried to kick you.
No, that was a bite.
It was a bite? Well, apparently his foot looks like his mouth.
Whatever. You know what? This interview is done.
No, hold on. I want to see him fight.
Go for it. Oh, I will whirlwind on your ass like what? Rice on
right
your butt.
On what? Okay, hold on. Should we restart that? Yeah, okay, we should restart that. Go ahead. You can correct yourself.
I will whirlwind on your ass like white on rice.
Okay, see look
is that
you
good?
Got it. Okay,
is that good?
Alright, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good job. Good. You
don't.
You little charmer, you. I just love little.
Just call me a lucky charm.
You could be.
I think you did.
Oh my gosh.
I think you did. I think you're pushing
bastard.
I think you're pushing his buttons. I'd watch out.
I don't know what to do anymore.
I mean, he could headbutt you and you're hit. Your privates.
I have a
right
big
word.
Head.
Yeah, see? Watch out. He might hit you. He might hit you in the nuts, okay? I mean, he looks pretty pissed off, but... Okay, right on that, we're gonna go ahead and have security come in here and take this little guy away.
No! What are you doing?
Come
away!
Come in.
No. All right,
okay, so...
Where are we? Oh, God!
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and break Joey
back.
I think he got back from Starbucks. I appreciate it, buddy. We just had an interesting guest on the show.
Who was that?
He was a little short.
What?
All right.
What's going on here?
His temper was also very short.
Yeah, but Chris couldn't.
He was insane.
Chris had to crack some jokes.
I heard he kicked your ass.
You did too. No.
He tried to bite Chris.
Whoa.
He did try to bite me.
Whoa. Yeah. Watch out for rabies.
Yeah. I heard gnomes have rabies.
They might even have an STD, like in Fable.
Yeah. And they pass it just by biting you. You get, like, super gnome AIDS.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Super gnome AIDS.
That's a new threat to mankind.
Watch out.
Super Nomads.
Okay, so Joey, are you going to be playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood when it hits?
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully I have the time to go ahead and rent it, because I have other games that I really need to get to, but I don't know which one I'll get first.
You're getting a break coming up here, so you should have enough time.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I'll play as many games as I can. But
yeah, I do not want to be the only one to play it. So, Chris, you need to be the spokesperson for that game.
Yeah. We expect you to be the expert here.
You're going to be the expert. You got to play it four times.
Four times.
What a coincidence.
You have nothing else to do.
I have to catch my gnome up to Lemur.
No.
Lemur. Oh, my gnome.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, you're... Little fella, the little just bundle of joy that everyone loves.
Why would you love a gnome? I mean, okay, wait.
Gnome love.
That's so mean.
What are you...
So mean.
You're mean.
I can't believe you would say something like that, really?
Why wouldn't I?
That's so rude.
You were calling him short. You called him a lucky charm, okay?
I called him a little charmer.
You called him a lucky charm. Don't even...
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, see?
All right.
What can I do for you?
Shut up. No, that was a good one, Brisky.
See, that was good. Why couldn't you do that before?
I don't know. I'm tired now. I can do anything.
Yeah. Anyways, though.
Chris, you're a pansy.
We're going to cut this podcast short. We're going to make it a little bit shorter than the other one. In the next podcast, I'll send out a request to any other Machinima Realm directors who want to join us. And next week, hopefully we'll get another Machinima Realm director to join us in the podcast. That would be awesome. And
Well,
you guys have anything to say before we leave?
Well, hopefully we'll have more stuff to talk about. There's not really anything new out at the moment. So we can't... There's no new patch for WoW. We'd be just talking about Cataclysm, which everyone knows everything. And then Assassin's Creed, Hot Pursuit. I'm gonna be getting to those, so we'll be having something to talk about.
Dude, wait. Last thing. Did you guys see the trailer for Knights of the Old Republic 2?
Which one?
Wait, what?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Or the Old Republic.
Yeah, just sorry. The Old Republic.
Yes.
The long cinematic one. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was incredible.
It was amazing. The whole thing. I was just like, oh. I was like, make a movie of this, please.
I know. They need to.
If the game is this movie, I will play it.
Can you imagine a Star Wars movie? Wow, that'd be amazing.
Dude, that would be just impressive.
Okay, guys. I just need to break your dreams. But they already made six.
Did they?
What?
No.
Yeah. You guys
when?
Get into it.
What? When? When did this happen?
Well, they made the first one, the 1, 2, 3, 2001.
Did they?
And then they made the 4 to 6 a long time ago. I didn't even know it did.
Wow. Where were we?
Why was I not informed?
Yeah.
Well, Joey, you were in your mom. You weren't even in your mommy's stomach yet.
So, did they not sell well? It doesn't sound like they did too well then.
They did amazing, actually.
Oh, did they? Wow. Good for them. Good for them. You know, making a movie after a video game. That is just great.
So, Joey, have you heard about the new Pokemon movie? I heard you're going to go see that.
Have you seen that, Chris? The Pokemon live action trailer?
Kevin. Yeah.
Oh, it's just terrible. Kevin. It is just terrible.
I haven't seen anything for it, actually. I'm going to go look that up right now, in fact.
Oh, we have to listen to his reaction.
We do.
Okay, we said we're going to end it. Yeah, we'll keep going. We'll keep going. We have to listen.
We'll keep going. We're going to cut it short, but no, we want to know what you think.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get Rick rolled 30 times and shit.
No, it's like the first video.
Yeah, the first video of me getting Rick rolled. All right. Let's go look this up. Facebook or fucking. Why am I on? Doop to do, screw you, MMO champion.
So when is it supposed to come out, Joey?
That's not a sigh. That is a sexual offender.
It comes out in about 10 years ago. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
What?
Chris, search faster.
I am. Is it called Pokemon Apocalypse?
Click on it.
What?
The guy who plays Ash should have been like hired for... He should have just not been hired.
5 million views right now. Five million. What? He's like 30.
You should see the Pikachu model. Yeah.
Pikachu's gonna die in those pits.
Look at Pikachu.
What?
That's Pikachu. How's it? You liking it?
What?
It's like those Two Girls, One Cup reaction videos, except it's a reaction audio podcast.
What? What the hell is Pikachu?
I have no...
What? What the hell? What is going on?
It's Pokemon live action. Yeah.
Oh yeah. My god. Is that Nurse Joy? What? Why has Ash got 5 o'clock?
Yeah, they don't have razors back then.
They said bitch.
Did they? No, they're not. They said did they bitch. Really?
This is unless, a. Yeah, they. Oh, they're not allowed to do that. Oh my god. Wait, is
that
Brock? Yeah,
that's supposed to be Brock.
Oh my god.
Is it finished?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This is terrible. This is the worst thing I've seen.
It's the worst thing on
ever.
The internet.
If what? It existed.
If they actually made a movie like this, I would cut my ankles.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's... Fuck.
You guys, I watched her just capture a Snorlax. Watch her capture a Snorlax. That's awesome.
Yeah. You guys need to check that out if you haven't. It's pretty cool. Like, it's not that great, but it's pretty
cool for
what
it
is. If you
haven't seen it, just Google Pokemon live action trailer. It'll be like the first thing that pops up. It's pretty bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. As you can see how much Chris here likes it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I love the end. When are you gonna stop? When I caught them all. Come on.
It's so perfect. It's bad.
Come on. I'm gonna post this on something and make fun of it.
Go ahead and do it on Facebook, dude.
We'll see you guys later. If you haven't seen that video, go check it out. We're gonna try to get some Mishima Realm directors on here. I'll post a thing on our Facebook page.
I can't wait. I'm excited for that. It's going to be really
and then
good.
We'll talk about stuff, you know? Isn't that just exciting? Or other stuff. And we had the exclusive interview with Lemur, but I was unfortunate and I missed it. How'd it go, guys?
It was pretty cool. Chris
almost
got his ass kicked, but...
Yeah.
I did.
Well...
Yeah, we had to call in the security. I think you might have
Yeah, he looked pretty mad.
Yeah, I bet. Did he say anything?
Oh, he spit in my eye.
Out?
Yeah, lovely.
Oh.
Lovely.
Nice.
He's got good aim.
Cool.
He's got
I thought,
aim.
I didn't know what I mean. He might. Like, I didn't get to see.
Yeah.
So.
But.
How did it taste?
Oh, I don't taste through my eye, but I'm sure it tasted lovely. But.
Okay, I bet. Does it taste like gnome?
Yes, it tasted like gnome. It looked like gnome spit. Anyways.
How does gnome spit look?
Like gnome spit.
Okay, wait.
It's like spit except smaller.
How does gnome spit look? Oh. That's terrible.
Oh, short version jokes.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. Well, we're going to go ahead and call
my
it
name
now.
Is Tortoise.
and I'm awesome.
Yeah.